Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do the weekend then. Everyone on the text is saying that one was far too short this week. Made
really?
You feel proud to be British, though, didn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hope you're right this afternoon. We've got a new one that doesn't speak today.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah.
For one day only. Don't so known. Becky's here. Chappers is here. Becky's been to the Radio 1 away day today and has just escaped. Phew, that was lucky, wasn't it?
It was good. I snuck out the back just as Greg was doing a competition.
A flip chart presentation.
Greg came on to do a quiz, and the quiz was heads or tails, in which involved him standing on the stage flipping a 50p. Heads or tails?
Oh, I wish I was there.
Wow.
I was out first round because I said tails and it was heads, so rubbish.
More importantly, what was the buffet like?
It was a poor selection for us vegetarians, I have to say. Had a mozzarella ball and that was about
And a bit of chicken.
And chicken kebab.
But you would have loved it though. The bread rolls were like the ones off aeroplanes.
Oh, I love them. Yes.
Slightly dry, quite small. You'd have loved it.
Mm. What a shame we weren't there, eh, Chappers?
Hey, yeah.
Right, it's Comic Relief today. Matt Lucas and David Walliams will be here with us at 4:30 this afternoon. Wonder Years at 5. Floor Fillers at 6 tonight.
Becky's put makeup on so she doesn't look as much like Matt Lucas.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Matt and David, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
I am very well.
I'm very well. Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah.
Are you looking forward to Comic Relief tonight?
I'm very excited. Well, we've done a couple of sketches, one with Catherine Tate and one with Robbie Williams.
Okay.
We don't know what time they're on, so you have to watch the whole thing from 7pm till 2am.
Yeah. And I'm also in a French and Saunders sketch as well.
Amazing.
Yeah, which I didn't even realise when we filmed it, but it's their last ever sketch, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, history.
What do you do in that?
I play a man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, it's a Mamma Mia spoof, and I play the choreographer,
right.
Who apparently is bald. Has glasses. So I don't know how they thought of me.
Couple of sketches, though. It's easier than swimming a channel, isn't it?
It is, but this is, you see, well, obviously that team went up Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
But this is, Sport Relief is still to come. So
yes.
Who knows what I might do for Sport Relief next year.
Are you going to do something good?
Well, I'm thinking about something with somebody else, but I don't know if it's going to come off. I'd like to do it.
I'd like to climb up you. Would that work? You can try.
Did you see the Kilimanjaro show?
I was out last night, so I did Sky Plus it, but I haven't watched it yet. But I've spoken to Denise a couple of times since she got back, so I'm really, really pleased they all got there.
Apparently there's a bit where all the celebs are like schlepping up the mountain and going from the altitude sickness, and Chris Moore's just there having a fag.
Yeah.
Well, apparently because he's quite fat and he smokes, he's actually exactly the right person to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're used to taking in less oxygen.
Right.
So
that's why he was fine.
Yeah. It was a big feat and a real slog for them because it's like a week of hiking.
Yeah,
isn't
they
it?
Did really well. Would you have fancied doing that?
I have a bad knee, and I did. But Gary Barlow wanted me to do it, but I couldn't do
oh,
it.
Oh, so you did
I've
get
got
asked.
A knee injury. Yeah,
I've got a bad fat. So for me, not good. What so, you were asked to do it, weren't you?
Yeah. Right. Barlow wanted me on board.
Did he
beat?
But no, I had to say, I really have got a knee injury and I can't do it.
Right. Is Comic Relief a charity that you have a kind of real affinity with? Do you get to see any of the projects at all?
We did go. We did a special episode of Little Britain for Comic Relief. Now, was it 4 years ago, I think? Because it's every other year. I think it was 4 years ago. And we had Elton John and George Michael and Robbie in it and Trisha. And we raise money for Comet Relief with that DVD that was on for sale in the shops. And just before the DVD came out, Comet Relief took us to Ethiopia to see, you know, where some of the money the DVD would raise would be spent. And it's actually, people don't realise, but 40% of the money that Comet Relief raises is actually spent on home causes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but 60% is spent abroad, as they say, abroad. And we did go to Ethiopia, and it was distressing, but it was also really uplifting to see, you know, that there is hope there. And one of the things that Comet Relief tries to do is, you know, give people money so that they themselves can use it to make a better life for themselves. Rather than just buying food, they'd be more likely to educate people on how to cook with the resources they've got, you know, and use the money like that so people can provide for themselves.
Mm.
There you have it in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Now, we've seen some photos of the sketches, and you've got Robbie in them, right?
Yes.
Dressed as a woman.
Well, he's dressed as a little girl, actually.
Right.
Which is even better than seeing him dressed as a woman.
I bet he's been badgering you for that for a while. Go on, let me do some drag. Go on.
He was great. He was the character from Little Britain, USA, where we're going, I love you more than lollies and...
I love you more than candy.
I love you more than puppy dogs. And he's this little girl who's actually possessed. I don't want to give too much away, but he was really, really good. He's great. I mean, he is a really, really funny comic actor. Great. It's kind of annoying because you think, God, he's Robbie Williams and can sing and do all of that. And then he can be funny as well. It's annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. Are you friends with him?
Friendly, yes.
Friendly, yeah. Have you been to his big new house yet? Have you seen that? It looks amazing. His new stately home.
I haven't.
No, we haven't.
Oh. I don't like the man. No, I'm joking. I do. I like him very much. He's very very dear to me. I haven't been to his big new house.
That's nice. Get an invite. Matt, if I could introduce you to this girl here. She's a fairly new addition to the show. I don't think she was here last time.
Hello, girl.
This is her name is Becky. Becky. Now, does she look familiar to you in any way?
She does, but help me out here.
Right. Okay. There's just one particular photo that got taken of Becky with Katy Perry a while ago. Oh. Yeah, okay.
I like Katy Perry.
Very nice. There's a picture of me, right?
And you look similar.
Same. Same.
Oh, I see. She looks like me.
Yeah.
Now, that's more of a cuss on her, I would say.
But a lot of people think, no, she thought you were going to be offended.
No, I'm not offended.
Right.
I'm not offended. I love to be buxom.
A lot of people think that you and her do look alike. We even did a survey on the street recently, which I'd like you to hear.
I don't think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Do you think Becky looks at all like Matt Lucas?
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Why?
It's the same kind of smile.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the closest likeness, what would you say she is?
8 or 9. Sorry.
Do you think that Becky looks in any way similar to Matt Lucas?
Yeah, look at it.
Maybe their nose, a little bit. I feel bad.
Does she or does she not look like Matt Lucas?
Maybe a girl version of Matt Lucas.
That's really mean. How can you say that?
Well, you don't think she does?
No.
Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Do you think it's just a bad photograph, though? Or
a bad photograph of who?
Of Becky.
Oh.
There are similarities, yeah. The smile. They got a similar smile. Do you think Matt Lucas looks like Becky?
Yeah, I do, a little bit. It's the smile, definitely the smile. The nose... Eyes are alright, they're quite different. And she's got hair.
You know who this man is, right? Tell me, please.
Matt Lucas.
And this is Becky. Do you think they look alike?
Yeah.
Do you think Becky looks like Matt Lucas?
No! Yeah, I think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
Why?
Because of the smile. She doesn't look a thing like Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas is a bold man. And what's her name? Becky, you know, long hair.
No. She's got hair.
I think it's her smile, yeah.
No, I don't think she looks like Matt Lucas. Do you think she looks like anybody else famous that you can think of?
No.
So there's kind of quite a lot of yeses there. Now, would it be possible?
I've never heard a point quite so laboured. No,
it did go on a bit, I thought. I felt
it
that.
Did go on. Yeah. Sack the editor.
Yeah.
Well, look, I can't see it, but I don't think you can ever see... You know, if somebody does an impression of you, you can never recognise it. But no. If I were to look like a girl, I'd be very happy to look like Becky. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
And she has very beautiful hair and is very slim, unlike me. I don't think it's a terrible thing. In fact, may I say, I think you have the best of both worlds, Becky.
I would love it if we could get a photo of both of you together, though.
Yes, if it helps you, yes.
It would help everybody.
With pleasure.
Obviously, there's lots of ways to support Comet Relief. The TV show starts at 7 o'clock tonight. You don't know when you're on, do you?
Don't know, no.
Are you going to be peppered throughout, do you think?
Well, there's only two sketches, so unless they split those up.
It's not much of a peppering.
Not really, no.
Really.
Sandwiching, I'd say.
Okay.
And then there's also a brilliant DVD called Now That's What I Call Comedy, which is all the best of sort of British comedy of the last 20 years.
It is. It's the best of modern comedy. And it's out. It's £9.99. And at least £2 from the sale of the DVD will go to Comic Relief. I say it's £9.99. I'm not sure. But I do know that at least £2 from the sale of the DVD.
And do you know
will
about
go...
the Music Relief thing as well?
Yes.
We're talking about that.
Yes, yes. We should mention that again, though. From today until midnight on the 14th, Saturday the 14th, if you download any song via iTunes, the UK store, from the top 40, at least 20p... from each download, goes straight to Comic Relief.
Well, that's brilliant. How did they work that out?
I don't know. That's a really good thing.
Very nice of Mr. iTunes.
Thank you, iTunes,
as well.
Man.
All right, I'm going to tell you very, very quickly who's on this DVD.
Okay,
I'm going to
yeah.
do it really quickly like Vicky Pollard, okay?
Okay, go.
Catherine Teak, Gavin and Stacey, Peter Key, Michael McIntyre, Little Britain USA, Frank Skinner, That Mitchell and Webb, Look, Sean Locke, Harry Hill, Russell Howard, QI. Oh, yeah, QI, I like that. Ricky Gervais, Anne Friends, Alan Carr, Peter Serafinowicz, Bill Bailey, We Can Be Heroes, which is basically the break from Summer Heights High, Lee Evans, Mark the Week, Flight the Conchords, Russell Brand's Ponderland, Lenny Henry, The Sick of It, Star Stories, Lee Mack, The It Crowd, Joe Brand, Armstrong and Miller, Nevermind the Buzzcocks, The Mighty Boosh, Jack D, Mr. Bean, Jimmy Carr, Have I Got News for You, Sacha Baron Cohen, Dara O'Brien, Harry and Paul, and The Vicar of Dibley. And can I just say, where's Highland Pace? I'm not buying
Where
this.
Are they?
I'm not buying it.
That's very good. And that's £2 going to Comic Relief.
Well, at least £2.
At least.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Right, Tony from Nottingham wants to know, what was the last thing Matt and David argued about and who won?
Oh. Well, actually, we haven't had an argument for a while, have
no,
we?
No, we should have one now.
Let's have one right now. You are winding me up terribly.
I don't like you very much.
There you go. That was the last thing we argued about. We haven't had... Well, I think probably the last row was on tour in Australia. It lasted about a second.
What happened?
We just snapped at each other and then we sorted it out.
Okay.
And we went and did a show. Ooh. Only because you just see lots of each other. But we don't really row very much, actually.
No.
Hmm.
I wish we did more.
I'd say we kiss more than we row.
Really?
Mm.
That's nice, though. Hi, Darren.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
And Tony, stop trying to like stir it
yeah,
all up
stop
anyway.
Stirring it, Tony. What's your question?
I'd like to know from the guys, what's the most famous person's house you've had a poo in?
What's the most famous person
person's
you've
house?
Had a... Oh, house. Not you've had a poo in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't mind telling you. For me, it was Roger Taylor from Queen.
That's really
I went
good.
To his house in the summer with my dog for the afternoon, and I had a. But in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elton John's house.
Very good.
An actual poo in
there. South of France, yeah.
Yeah. When was that?
I did a number of poos.
Okay, this came about because we were just talking. I went to Downing Street last week and they thought it was really bad that I had a poo at number 10.
Well, you need to do a poo.
Well, exactly, that's what I thought. I just
what are you going to do? Hold it in?
Yeah, why is it so bad?
Some do it in the street. But
exactly.
you did very well then to
I think I'm quite proud in a way.
Gordon, he didn't walk in on you, did he?
No. I don't think it was... they were public toilets. Right. He doesn't go anywhere near near those ones. Steve in Normanton says, I will give £20 now to Comic Relief if Matt does a quick burst of George Dawes.
Well, what does... What did the...
George Dawes' song?
The George character say? George, we could all sing the lesbian song, but that might offend. I don't know. What could we
it's
do?
It's not offensive, the lesbian song.
I do a little bit of the baked potato song.
Okay.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. If you want to know what is wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say. Do be good, don't be bad. Thank you, baked potato. Do be happy, don't be sad. Thank you, baked potato. If you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potato say. And we'll stop it there. But that's your £20. Thank you very much.
There we are. Make sure you donate, please. Someone says I've gone really camp during this interview. I don't know.
We bring it out of you.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think you were camp already. Yeah.
Exactly. I love
it. We bring it. You need us to bring it out of you.
But listen, thank you very much for coming in today.
We're looking
forward
to
your. You're staying here. You can stay for the 1 day if you want.
No, right. I would actually like to go.
Thank you very much, Matt and Dave, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.